Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyperspot Happy Hour with your hosts, CJ and Ruben. Coming to you live from the beautiful states of Indiana and Texas. The only true state that you can afford to live in. Now get ready to sit back, relax, kick back, have fun, enjoy, and call in to the Hyperspot Happy Hour.
How do everybody? I hope everyone's doing just fine. I'm doing just fine. I'm doing really great. I'm but two beers into a 20 beer night, so I'm taking it easy. Unfortunately, Zigzag. He might be in later. The dude is stuck on a road trip, which happens to all of us at some point in time. So I'm terribly ill prepared to just wing it on my own, but I got the skills, I got the talent, I got the voice, and I got a special guest, actually, the wunderkind, Levi, who is actually my 4-year-old son, is here. Come here. Mm-hmm. Come here.
Okay.
Say hi to the people.
Hi.
Say hi, people.
Hi, people.
So I'm going to interview my kid right now and ask you some questions, okay?
Me?
Yeah, you're the only one in here. So I'm going to ask you some questions, okay? You just tell me truthfully, don't lie, because I'll know.
Okay.
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is red and black.
Red and black. Mm-hmm. Red and black is your favorite color? Both of them? Okay, I'll let that slide. What is your favorite song?
Living on the Coastline and Sam I Am.
Living on the Coastline and Sam I Am by Sammy Hagar off of his 2006 solo CD, or with the Wobberitas, Sammy and the Wobberitas, 2006 CD. I don't remember the name of the CD itself. I think it's Living It Up or Party or something like that. But two songs off that CD, which are also my favorites, is Living on a Coastline and Sam I Am. Those are your favorite songs right now? Okay. What about that annoying song that you sing all the time that drives me completely nuts, Call Me Maybe? Do you like that one?
Call Me Maybe.
Why? Why do you like that?
Because I do.
Oh, because you do. I'll let that slide too, I guess. Can you sing it?
Call Me Maybe. I was tired of chasing. So yeah, I know my so come in maybe. All the boys try to taste me. So hear my numbers, so come in maybe.
Does it seem odd to you that you're a boy and you're singing a song about boys chasing you and you're giving them your number? I mean, it is 2013, so maybe that's not.
It's a girl song and a boy song.
Oh, it's a girl song and a boy. Can you sing Living on a Coastline?
Living on the coastline. That's all I can do.
Well, that's the important part. That's the chorus. So, that's another question I can ask you. What is your favorite thing to do?
Play outside.
Play outside? What do you play outside?
Toys.
With toys? What kind of toys?
Outside toys.
Outside toys. Like tractors and gardening utensils, like hoes and rakes and shovels.
Mm-hmm.
You like all that? You play with a water gun?
Mm-hmm.
You like that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you fill up the water gun? Using the kitchen sink, and you make a big mess, right? But that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, let's see what kind of skills you got. Can you count to 10?
I can count to 10.
Yes, you can. Count to 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
There's two more. What's after 8?
I don't know.
9. And then 10.
and then tip.
Can you say your ABCs?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, N, O, N, O, P, Q, R, S, 2, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
Woo, that was good. Pitch perfect on that song. We're going to have to get you a deal with Smokin' Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. What? Let's see. What else? I know you know some other tricks. Can you... What is 38 times 40?
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9... 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 29, 30.
Whew. That sounds good to me. I'm horrible at math, so I'm just going to take your word for it. What do you think, how has Obama done with the economy? Some say that he's a little bit absent from class when it comes to the economy. Do you think Obama's doing a good job?
What's a Obama?
That's a really good question. I wish that's a question that I could ask. Not because I have anything against Obama, it's because I don't give a shit about politics. What's a Obama? I'm going to make that into a bumper sticker, buddy. I promise. What's a Obama? Great, man. What is what your favorite movie?
My favorite movie, Monsters University.
Monsters University? You saw that in the theater, huh?
Yep.
But I thought, well, if Monsters University is your favorite movie, then why do you make us watch Star Wars 4 times a day? Every day for the past 6 years.
I like Monsters University and Star Wars.
Oh, and you like Star Wars. So if we had Monsters University on DVD, we'd probably be watching that 4 times a day as well. Yes, okay. can you, what do you want to do? You want to ask me some questions? Ask me a question.
And no, I want to flip.
You want to flip? This isn't a visual medium. Nobody can see you do anything. Why don't you grab that, pick up that guitar and sing us a song.
What song you want me to sing?
Do one off your first album.
Well, what's the first album?
What's the first album? Just do the, make one up. Do your whatever song you want to sing. Boy, that's a good one. You like to use alternate tunings, I can tell. Yeah, that's pretty alternate. Sounds great, though. I like it. Is that a Mixolydian or a Phrygian?
It's a song.
Oh, but yeah, it was a song. That's good. I'm stupid. I'm glad you pointed that out. this one's got more favorites because I know kids got a lot of favorite things. What's your favorite food? Your favorite thing you like to eat?
Macaroni, cheese, and I like...
Come over here.
Macaroni, cheese, and french fries.
Macaroni...
And tater tots.
Macaroni and cheese, french fries, and tater tots.
Mm-hmm.
You're an American boy. Do you like hamburgers? What's in a hamburger?
Beef.
That's right. Yummy. Beef's yummy. What's your favorite thing to drink?
Coke. Diet Pepsi.
Don't say Diet Pepsi. You're not supposed to have Diet Pepsi. I told you that if I gave you a Diet Pepsi, you don't tell your mom that I gave you a Diet Pepsi because it had aspartame in it.
Well, I like to drink... For regular Coke.
Regular Coke. Good boy. Regular Coke. Fresh squeezed Coke. Organic. All organic. All natural Coke. Let's see. What do you have? Well, I don't want to ask that. That'd be controversial. Do you like, what do you like better? Do you like Daddy's truck or Mommy's car for going places?
Daddy's truck.
Excellent. Excellent answer. What is, in Star Wars, what is your favorite person? Who's the favorite person? Who do you want to be?
The Emperor and Dark Vader.
So you look a little on the dark side, then. You want to be the bad guys. Why do you always want to be the bad guys? Let's talk about this. Get that guitar out of your mouth.
Because I want to. Because I want to be Darth Vader because they're my favorite.
I know, you always want to be the Emperor, and you want to be Darth Vader. And what did we watch the other day? We watched two Spider-Man movies back-to-back, Spider-Man 2 and Spider-Man 3 last night.
I like a bad Spider-Man.
You wanted to be the bad Spider-Man, yeah.
And I want to be, like, the bad Spider-Man, like,
with his big, nasty, sharp teeth.
Uh-huh. And I want to be the red Spider-Man. And I want to be the big dog, the puss. And I want to be the... That's it.
So, you want to be the black Spider-Man, which is the bad guy. You want to be the octopus, which is the bad guy. And you said you want to be the red Spider-Man, which is a good guy. But I'm thinking you only said that just to humor me. Because you always want to be the bad guys. But hey, bad guys, they get ahead. They make it in life, you know? Yeah, they do. Okay, is there any parting words you want to say? I think I'm going to wrap this up.
Well, I like a party. My favorite party is Star Wars party.
Oh, okay.
Star Wars with all of the Star Wars.
You misunderstood. I said parting words, not party. But you like Star Wars parties? We went to a party last weekend, didn't we? What did you do at that party?
Play in the pool.
You played in the pool. Whose house was it? Whose party was it? It wasn't a birthday party, but whose party was it? Whose house was it at?
Dave's,
that's right. You said Dave. I'm excited because normally you call him Superman shirt guy. Because the first time you met him, he was wearing a Superman shirt. And for some reason, it's easier to remember Superman shirt guy than Dave. But it was fun. You had fun playing with friends? Yep, new friends, too.
Yep.
In the pool.
Uh-huh.
And it rained, didn't it?
Uh-huh.
But everybody stayed in the pool.
When it rained, and what did the guy with the Superman shirt say?
I think he said, oh, shit, it's raining. But that's as far as that went. Everybody still stayed in the pool, and it stopped raining eventually. Now, what did you do? You played an instrument there.
And drums.
You play the drums, that's
right. And drums are my favorite.
Drums are your favorite instrument? But you play guitar, too.
Uh-huh.
You like guitar or drums better?
Drums better.
You like drums better? Well, I gotta say, you're better at the drums than guitar. That's not an insult or a sideways comment. I mean, I mean that. You're really good at drums. Okay, well, I think I'm going to keep this one short. I don't want to go into what Zig Zag and I were going to talk about. I'm going to save that for when he can chime in. But I do want to say some exciting things are afoot with The Sloth. We have Internet Love Song is going to be out on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, everywhere by this time next week, maybe possibly even tomorrow or the next day. So tune in to hyperslothradio.com for download links. And always, always listen to Django.com for the best music anywhere, mainly because they play us. And we've received a lot of exposure there, and we've got a lot of fans. In fact, just this weekend, we got our 100th fan. We've now surpassed that. We've got like 150 fans on Django.com. But when we hit the 100 landmark, the guy's name was Gary. He's our 100th fan. And boy, Gary, look out, buddy. You got a special gift coming your way. But we'll talk more about that Thursday when Zigzag's in town. Other than that, I'm going to sign off and get the hell out of here. The little boy Levi, do you want to say something to the people? You want to say bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
Very concise and well put. You're quite articulate.
Well, when are you going to sing the song?
Well, I'm not going to sing a song, but I'm going to play a song right now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
No, listen, I'm going to do a howl, the trademark Rufus howl. I want you to do it after me. Watch, it goes like this. Can you do that? Need some work. We'll get there.
Welcome to the Hyper Smile Happy Hour with your host, CJ and Ruben. Coming to you live from the beautiful state of Indiana and Texas. The only two states that are going to get warm again. Now get ready to sit back, relax, kick back, have fun, enjoy, and call in to the Hyper Smile Happy Hour.